Hey everybody, I have good news. I have a guest. Welcome to the latest episode of The Blind Spot. I'm your host, Jason Pulaski, everybody's favorite blind guy. And this is my second guest ever, my buddy Matt, who would prefer his last name not be mentioned. That's actually how he says he's going to communicate for the whole show.
No, that's my air horn.
Oh. I wish we had a real...
You know, Cardi B has...
Yeah.
And I have...
Yeah, it sounds really good. It sounds really good. I can't make that.
You having a little
that...
trouble finding that coffee?
Yes.
Oh.
Well,
Let me move this a little closer.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. Good idea. You know, I always was thinking about having, like, background music, like classical music, but, like, I don't think I can because copyrights. Like, they say you have to own all the music in your show. Oh, I'm getting a phone call. I'm not going to take... Well, you know what? We can just start again.
No, I don't want to start again.
Okay. No, fuck it. Nick is not going to be answered then. All right. So, sitting here drinking some decaf coffee. I've been at my buddy Matt's for like 3 weeks, so we've been talking like literally every day for like 5 hours a day. So, it sort of makes it hard to do the show because we really played out most of our conversation. But we're going to try. So, how's it going today?
Good.
Great. Is it going to be this the whole time?
If you're going to ask me, how's it going? Yeah. And that's the end that's of your line of questioning. Yeah. You're the host.
Right.
You're supposed to ask me questions.
Right. Right.
And get me talking. That's the whole point of having a guest.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So if you say, how are you doing today? You didn't prepare like at least 10 questions for this sitting.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. You might as well stop right here.
Well, I'm just going to have to scramble. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, listen, you know what? I gotta tell you, this guy is an asshole. Like, this is my project. I've been asking him to be on this for a month. And then we start, you see how he undermines me? Like, there's not a lot of enthusiasm here. You're supposed to pretend to like it, you know?
No comment.
Right. So, we're just sitting here drinking.
Yeah, but how we got to this point was you've bribed me several times.
Several times.
Several times. It took multiple attempts of bribery to get me on.
Should I say what the bribe is?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I've taken $30 off of what this guy owes me.
No. No? The last email said 35.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
You're right.
You're talking about the first attempt.
Yeah.
The second attempt, you bumped it up $5.
I need to check the email because I was...
You don't believe it?
No, because I said to myself this morning, I was like, oh, man. I was like, should I up it another $5? Because he didn't do it the other time. I'm like, but that's $5. Oh, man. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, you know, that next $5 really pushed me over the edge, you know?
Yeah, I mean, shit. Well, today, it's
going to be rough when we get to the second episode of Jess.
You think the bribe is going to be a regular thing?
I mean, I don't know how else I'm going to end up on the show. If I don't get my $35.
Hey, is that a car?
No. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Who?
If someone was picking their car up from the barn.
Okay.
If I don't get my $35 on my bowl of pho, you know?
Right.
I might... You know, now you've set a precedent.
Yeah. No.
Now you've set a precedent.
I mean, no... By the way, no one else is getting bribed. I just need...
Oh.
Yeah, right. You know, DJ Vlad... You know who DJ Vlad is?
Mm-mm.
So DJ Vlad interviews a lot of guys.
Mm.
He's a white... not that it matters, but he's a fucking colonizer from Russia.
Were you about to say he's a white guy?
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So why did you have to mention that he's a white guy?
I don't know. And then, he interviews a lot of rappers, a lot of black guys. Like 80% of his interviews are with black guys.
Uh huh.
And like some of them don't like him, I think, because they think he's like a culture vulture.
Oh, okay.
So it sort of does matter. He's a white guy. He talks like me, and he'll be like talking to like a Boogie or something.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, hey, I heard you got into beef with Chicago gangbangers. You know, so like some people don't like, some black people don't like him because they feel like he's like, he's not like a white guy with a pass, apparently. He's just some guy. So anyway.
Hey man, this decaf coffee doesn't feel like decaf coffee.
No, it doesn't.
What's up with that?
I don't really know.
I feel like I'm all jacked up, you know?
I know, you're standing up.
Well, I was just fixing my sweatshirt.
Oh, hey, does this shirt have any stains all over it?
Probably.
I came downstairs this morning and he goes, your shirt's stained. Like somebody shit on it. And like the worst part is being blind. The shirt feels
clean,
100% clean. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like someone did a doo doo on your right. on your, but, yeah. your jacket pocket.
Right, right here. Yep. So, but then I said, so it was a button down shirt, and I like wearing those. I feel all spiffy, like gets my dick a little hard. Feel like I'm pimping a little bit. Feel like I'm looking gross. Good. Looking gross. Good. You're welcome. Gross. You're welcome, buddy. You're gross. Welcome. So
I'm speaking for all the viewers. When I
say not all of them.
Yeah,
surely.
All the viewers. All when of them? I say gross. Oh yeah.
All of them.
Everyone just cringed.
Every one of them.
Everyone viewer was like, "Oh man, that's gross."
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it has to be feeling good. A little bit self confident. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. What about the wrinkles? Are you gonna iron it?
Uh-oh. There are no wrinkles in the shirt. It's a lie. Oh, it's a lie.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, you know, we're on a podcast, so no one can actually see you.
No, it's not wrinkles. I did iron it. What are you talking about? Don't you see these creases?
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
So DJ Vlad, the point of the DJ Vlad story is he makes a habit of paying people.
Yeah.
So, like, he pays everybody to be on his show. Pays them a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I looked it up. It's like not common
to pay people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I would never have thought that.
No. Like people don't get paid to be on Joe Rogan or whatever. Or like you know.
Well, that makes sense because he has a huge fan base.
But this guy gets
Does DJ Vlad have a huge fan base like Joe Rogan?
Maybe not like Joe Rogan, but I mean like you know, big enough. You know what I mean? Like if you had something to promote and he invited you on his show, you'd go.
You know, it would be really ironic is if Joe Rogan died at like. 45 or however, like not very old.
You mean like you mean because he's like you mean soon?
Like, yeah, because he's like train by day, Joe Rogan by night.
I know, and he's all into that like
yeah, he's all like healthy. All these nootropics and right, shit, and then he's dead at like 45.
Yeah. You know, I think he's 50 now, and it's weird. Yeah, it's creepy.
I don't know how old he is.
You know what's creepy is Joe Rogan's getting older too.
Yeah,
and that's a little creepy.
Why is that creepy?
Oh, because we're getting older.
Welcome to the club, dude.
I know.
Jesus,
I wanted
Christ.
To stop.
You know who's really old though?
Who?
Biden.
Oh, you're taking it there? Yeah. You know, he's going to be on your favorite show, Seth Meyers, tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I'll watch the highlight clips. Not the highlight clips. So I'll watch the clip of the interview.
Yeah. Do you think he knows what's going on in the interview? I mean, like, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little slow.
Yeah.
Like, right. You know, your oldest grandpa.
Right.
And
like your oldest grandpa, yeah.
Yeah, you right. know, like he does things like he trips up the stairs
mm-hmm.
a lot. Like he does it often, you know. But you know what? You know what?
Better
here's the scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want this old guy or do you want this fucking insane motherfucker named Donald Trump?
Right, now I'll take
That's
Biden.
That's the real
I'll
question.
I'll take Biden. Biden could like skin a dog on TV and I'd still take Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny is because I said on this podcast to somebody, my only other guest, that Biden was like your grandpa.
Right.
But then, like, that weird report came out that said, like, there was a special prosecutor's report that came out that said...
that his mental faculties were
diminished and, like,
I saw
he didn't know what was going on. Like,
And I don't know if I believe all that.
I don't know if I believe
because
it
because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm of a certain age...
He's like 32, by the way, or 31 or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say my real age, so no one can
I don't
find
know,
me.
33? I don't even know how old you are. You're in your 30s.
You don't even know. Anyway, I'm going to say I don't remember something I did last week.
Right.
And I'm sure in that hearing or questionnaire right, or whatever right. whatever questions they were asking him, because it was about the classified documents.
Oh, right.
That's what it was about. And the guy in the report was like, yeah, he seems like a decrepit old man.
I know.
Who can't remember what right. he left where.
Right,
and
right.
Like,
yeah, right.
And I'm like, yeah, but like I can't remember things from last week
I
that I did.
Yeah,
and I'm in my 30s. Like
so,
this guy's like 80 billion years old. So like this, of course he can't remember where he put that
right.
paper or whatever it
right.
is.
Right. So this guy in this report says that Biden doesn't remember like when he became president or vice president and president. Like doesn't know what year it is and stuff. Like, I don't think I believe. That.
I don't think I believe that.
Like. You know,
I don't think I believe
I don't,
that.
And, like, the thing is, he's the guy who prosecuted...
Doesn't know what year it is?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like,
come on.
Doesn't know when his son Beau died, you know?
Come on.
So, like, I don't think I believe that stuff. And the guy... And it matters.
I mean,
the guy's a Republican, too.
Like, yeah, well, that's something. That's something, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of skews my view of how...
It shouldn't, but
how much I can realistically believe this guy's report
right,
and his
right.
bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, so...
And we've talked about this before, again, and...
You might as well say it again from the beginning.
Yeah, I'm going to. So my issue with with most Republican voters,
yeah,
is that they do not admit when the other side has done something right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could say to my mom or maybe my uncle is a great example.
Right.
And if I say to him, he's a big Fox News viewer. If I say, uncle,
yeah,
I say, what good things has Biden done? He
right.
will automatically right away, right off the cuff, say nothing. And it's
right.
like, that's just not true.
No. Right.
And as a Democrat, I have a list. I have a running list on, I saved it from Reddit. Someone made it, and
right.
I found it on Reddit.
Right.
And it's a running list of all the things that Trump did that are actually good.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's the whole thing is this whole issue is Ugh. Not black and white.
No.
And what people do is they make it black and white where they're like, mm-hmm. oh, Democrat, they do nothing right. And they get talking
or
in absolutes.
Wrong. Or wrong, yeah.
They just talk in absolutes,
yep.
and it's
yep.
just bullshit.
It really is.
And when I want to, the whole point of politics back in the 70s, 80s,
yeah.
was to find someone on
yes.
the other side,
yes.
find common ground,
yes.
come up with a compromise, and then fix some shit.
Yes, and
now,
nobody, yeah.
Now all I hear is this fucking black
yep.
and white
yep.
bullshit of, oh no, it's their fault. And then the other side goes, it's their fault.
Preach, goddammit.
And it's a bipartisan issue.
Yes.
They're both doing it on both
yes.
sides.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I really dislike the government in general.
So do I. I mean, that's the thing, but like, it's creepy to me because it's not just the government, it's all the cheerleaders on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, listen, I really think Joe Biden's doing a good job, but like, not with the fucking southern border over there.
No.
You know?
No,
and like,
I agree.
Right. So like, and Republicans, like, I want that. Close it down. They're right. Shut it
yeah.
the fuck down. Stop that shit from,
right.
it's wild what's going on over there. And I'm not saying like anything insane, like, oh, we got to deport every single person who's
right.
already here. Not every single one. We can't do that. But like, yeah, close that border down. You
right.
know? Like, it's crazy. And the thing is, like, Obama was a great guy and did some stupid shit. And it's
right.
just like, works the other way around, you know?
Yep.
Like, I mean, the only reason it's different with Trump is because I don't think he'll want to leave.
And you know what else? It's like, what I've noticed in general over my short 30-something years
right.
is most people look at a president as the person
yeah.
who is changing things.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not the president.
Right.
The president is, in my opinion, he's a figurehead and he's a fall guy for whatever party is in power.
Yeah.
The real power is coming from these senators
and
these congressmen
yeah.
that are in there and they've been in the career for 50, 60 years
yeah.
and they're these old-ass 80-year-old dudes
right.
who don't know anything about anything.
No.
They don't know anything about the internet.
Right.
And again, it's a bipartisan issue. There's
yeah.
old guys on both sides.
Yes, there are. And like the crazy part is that like, you know, they don't even want to do anything.
No. No.
I mean, sometimes they're like...
Are you saying because they're afraid of losing their
well,
job?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, it's like if they... Okay, like if Biden said, hey, we need to... we want you to vote to go bomb these guys in Iran. Like,
right.
But we need an authorization from Congress. A lot of guys are going to be like, well, Mr. President, you're the president. You can just do that yourself because they
yeah.
don't want to take that vote in
yeah.
case it goes bad, you know, and then they have to fucking answer for something they did.
Right.
So they just want to... Like, so they like, are pussies, pardon my French. Like, they just get cowardly, too. And
yeah.
they're like, I don't want to do that. I mean,
look at what just happened
yes.
with the bill that had everything in it. It had
right.
Ukraine support.
Yes,
it had immigration stuff. That
right,
it was a bipartisan
yes,
bill
it was
that
a
they
great,
all supported.
It was a great bill. Yeah,
and the Republicans were the ones who brought it forward. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they brought it forward,
no.
and then what happened?
Trump.
Someone called Big
yeah.
Daddy Trump
Ugh.
And fucking ruined everything.
Hey, I want to campaign on this issue,
yeah.
like which is what he said. And then
yeah.
they were like, oh fuck it, you know. And by the way, this is a bill they had. Had like worked not just like put forward, but they had worked really hard to negotiate
right.
and get it.
Right,
and then they just dumped out of it because he came out and said he wasn't into it. You
right.
know, and it's like
that is so weak to me.
I know
that, and we've talked about this before. Is
yeah.
politics and America in
right.
general
yeah.
used to be the whole populace was about doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go back to World War II
yeah.
and we got bombed in Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
We then injected ourselves into the war immediately to do the right thing.
Yes.
Hitler was killing millions and millions of Jews.
Taking over the world, yeah.
In Europe. And what did we do? We were the kid with the big stick. Like
yeah.
we were ready to fuck up all the bad in the world.
Yeah.
And
we,
now
right.
since then we've just devolved and devolved
yep.
and devolved.
Yeah.
To now it's like I honestly think it has to do with the internet, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Because even politics from the 70s and 80s have changed compared to the late 90s and early 2000s. And I feel like the only real barometer for change that really has happened is the internet.
I think Iraq fucked us up, too, with fucking with people.
Yeah.
I think when we went to Iraq and, like, nobody really understood
what
the fuck we were there for.
Right.
It's like, you know, I don't think, like, Iran would ever have dared to hit an American military base when, like, John Kennedy was president.
Yeah.
I think we would have fucked them up.
Right.
And, like, now it's like these little fucking people, like, you know... It's really fucked up. This is the thing. It's like, you know, you're right. It's like the part of the problem. And like my main man, Chris Christie, who I really liked when he was running for president.
Right.
He said, like, we don't do big things here anymore.
Right.
And I think he's right. Like, you know, we've gotten into this like kind of weird mindset where we don't think we can do anything. And like we just yell at each other about stuff.
Yep.
And we're not doing stuff that we should be doing. Like, I'm not even saying what it is in particular that we should be doing. I'm just saying, like, we act like we can't, like, we're the most rich, like, as far as, like, money in the bank.
Yep.
Like, I don't mean you in the bank. I mean, like, if you added up everybody's bank account in the whole country. Like, we're one of the most rich, like, most powerful countries in the whole world. And we just walk around like we're, like, some fuck-up somehow. And, like, we don't do anything. Like, all of our solutions are small, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's really not that great. And it's, like, the problem is, like, so I think Biden's a really good president. Like, some of the bills Biden passed are big, like... Like, you know, $40 billion to chip-making companies to get them to make, like, TSMC-style chips in this country. Like, a big infrastructure bill for roads and bridges, like $100 billion. Well, this is huge amounts of money.
Right.
But the thing is, like, it's not good enough to just have one good president and a bunch of fuck-ups in Congress, you know, who are just sitting there, like you know, with their thumbs up their asses. You need, like, most people pulling hard in the right direction.
Yep.
And I feel like that stopped happening.
Yep.
And it, like, really irritates me.
Yeah. And I think that's where we're at now is, like, I bet you if you ask some of these congressmen if they even want to be president, they'll probably say no.
Yeah.
Because they probably feel like they have the best job in the world.
Right.
Where they can just mull around, get their vote every year.
Right.
It's all about, not every year, but...
Every couple years,
they just get their vote. They stay in power. They putz around and fuck around. They don't do anything of substance.
No.
And it's sad because, like we just talked about... The thing they could have just done
would have been great.
Of substance,
ugh.
They refused to do it.
Right.
The Republicans refused to do it.
Right, yeah.
So, again, now I can sit here and be a part of the problem. I can point at the Republicans and say, this is your fault.
Right.
You did this wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like that.
No.
I don't. It's, again, I still feel like it's a bipartisan
thing. It is.
Thing.
I mean, you know, I think the Republicans are clearly going through... some shit, like
they really are
with Trump and all this nuts shit. But like, you know, I think like, but like the thing I try not to do is like, you know, like I've said to you before, I know people who voted for Trump a lot, and people I know people who support Trump right now. Like I know people in New Hampshire who support Trump. Like, you know, and these people aren't like bad people. It's just like it's Trump or Biden, and if you aren't a Biden guy, you sort of swing around to be like defaulting to a Trump guy,
right?
And like people aren't paying a lot of attention, and like. People aren't paying a lot of attention sometimes, and like even when they are, they want like no abortion or lower taxes or whatever. So I'm not gonna like hold that against them,
right?
But it's a wild situation where, sorry, I got distracted. I heard that phone.
No, call. I wanted to check how long we've been going. It's still recording. I can see the record at the top.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see how long, but now I've collapsed the actual voice memo app. So now I'm like, where is it?
No,
like where?
When we want
stop the recording.
When I want to stop it, I'll hit that circle button at the bottom.
Yeah,
and it'll automatically stop it because Siri.
Well, I did hit the. Oh, you mean if you hold the circle button?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't do that.
No, you gotta hold it. Yeah, you're good. Okay. You're good. Thank you for that.
I still don't know how long we've been recording. That's what I wanted to check.
Not as you're like what you see.
It's been like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're like really hoping to be like, am I done?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
We gotta get coffee. I need coffee. You need coffee?
Can we pause the recording?
No, we're just gonna walk. We'll just walk.
Well, you can get your own coffee, right?
Yeah. I know, but I don't like dead air
because
I have to edit it out.
You have to edit out dead air.
Well, I don't have to.
I've got the phone. Anyway.
Good. I just like 35 seconds of silence for somebody probably isn't that great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as a blind man, let me get my own coffee.
Do you want to
commentate? I know you're a commentator.
Oh, I love to commentate when you pinballing
this
around
guy,
the house.
By the way, this guy will film me walking around his house and be like, oh, he's taking the wrong turn.
But what I really want is I really want a new house to walk around in, and this is where my idea for my channel came from.
Oh, you want
to
bring that up? You know?
Not really, because I don't want anybody to steal the great idea.
You're right, that's fair.
Someone with resources could really take a great idea.
Yeah, you don't have the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get right on that.
Yeah. I mean, we can start it off in this house, you know?
Yeah, you just got to get new blind people who haven't been here.
Yeah, new blind people, exactly. All you got to do is find blind people.
How do you do that? It's that simple.
You just go on Reddit.
Right. Hey, I need some
blind people. I'm looking for blind people.
I need some blind people for a highly unethical project.
Yeah, highly unethical.
But
you know what?
I'll bribe you.
Sure is going to be entertaining, though.
I'll give you $10.
Yeah, sure is going to be entertaining.
Right.
We've been going for 20 minutes. Somehow it got back to the voice recording.
Did.
I didn't touch it.
20 minutes. Is there sugar in here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. 20 minutes. You're like, please, can we be done? But listen, you're doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
Doing okay so far. Are you going to have some coffee?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Where are you going with that spoon there, bucko? Put it back.
Okay. See how I'm talking to you? You're undermining my dignity, you know?
Okay, slugger.
Yeah, you know.
Relax there, slick.
Hey, when did all those nice nicknames like that used to actually be like, hey, slugger?
Right.
When did all those things
become condescending?
Yeah. When did that happen?
Probably around the time that Men in Black #1 came out.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I always think of.
Yeah, because he keeps calling him son, and he's like, "Don't call me son," and he's like, "Okay, slugger," slick.
You know, I wish there was a Men in Black 4. I don't want to cancel Will Smith. I'm cool with Chris Rock.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not cool. Cool's a strong word.
I mean, it was definitely... He definitely did something, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think he was like, it's going to help my career? Do you think he made a mistake?
No, I think he was overly emotional and just...
But he laughed at that joke.
Decided to slap out Chris Rock.
Yeah. You know, he was doing ayahuasca.
Uh-huh. Wow, yeah.
He was doing a drug I can't
remember. Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
There you go.
And, like, I wonder, and he was like, I did it in his memoir,
yeah.
Which I'm a dork enough that I read.
Yeah.
He's like, I've done it 8 times, but it's not a real psychedelic. It doesn't count. It's not like doing, you know, acid or anything. And I'm like, it definitely is.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like you get a pass because it's fucking South America, you know.
Right.
So I wonder, now I always wonder if he was high.
Oh, during the slap?
Or just, yeah.
Maybe.
Seems like a thing a high person would do.
I don't know. He was just really angry.
Yeah.
He was really, really angry.
I know people who think it's about his marriage.
They think what's about his marriage?
He slapped Chris Rock because the marriage was bad.
Well, I feel like he was trying to prove a point to Jada, and that's what it looked like to me.
So do I.
Like, he was trying to prove a point.
I feel like it didn't work. I feel like she was pissed.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was pissed.
Yep.
I wonder if she was. It would be cool. I wonder if she wasn't pissed.
I don't know. I don't know if she was pissed or not, but she didn't look that happy about it.
My favorite part is, you know, I guess Chris Rock is the one who decided not to have him arrested in the show.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because I sort of dove into looking at it.
Yeah.
And it seems like the producer behind the scenes had called the cops. Which is good, because I mean, it wasn't unclear to me if that happened.
Yeah.
And the producer said that, like, the cops would be willing to, like, take him and arrest him in the venue.
Yeah, and Chris Rock said no.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Very interesting. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You wouldn't want to blow up the spot.
No, I know.
That would have been very... It would have been way worse if that's what happened.
But a lot of people are, like, mad that he wasn't arrested, because, like, if it was, like, you know, you in a meeting and you crack your boss one, you'd be, like, arrested.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, has he worked since then? Do you have your phone?
Yeah, I do. There have been movies that he's come out with.
Can you tell me what they are?
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, what he's done since then. Because I would watch it, and I haven't heard a word.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm searching Will Smith new movies post-slap.
Right. Post-slap. Right, yeah.
Emancipation is the newest film.
Huh. Okay.
It follows a slave who flees from a plantation in Louisiana after being whipped.
I'd watch that.
Let's see what else.
Is he a slave? Okay.
I'm assuming he's the slave.
Not the owner.
Let's see. Yeah, Emancipation was 2022.
Yeah. Is there anything else coming? Or
Brilliance is another one.
What's that?
Not sure. Bad Boys 4 is coming out.
Oh, really? Oh, so he's working. Oh, okay. If Bad Boys 4 is coming
out. I Am Legend 2.
Oh, okay.
Did you not know any of this?
No. I didn't know any of this.
And they're going to redo Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
With him?
With Smith and Kevin Hart.
Oh.
Which, by the way, that's a classic movie. I just had Mina and I watch it.
I have not seen it.
It is a good movie.
You know what? When I was 8 or 9, I saw it, but I was too. I'm too young to remember too it. Young. So
there's another one coming out, The Council. I don't know what that is. Fast and Loose on Netflix. That's
right,
about it.
Right.
But yeah, there's definitely
okay.
A bunch
so he
of new
has
projects.
Like 6 or 7. So he's working. Okay.
Yeah.
So he was not canceled for slapping that guy. Okay.
No, good. Not really.
Good.
I mean, I'm sure if you're Will Smith, you keep working. I don't think you're gonna like.
I know, but
I think for him to get canceled, he would have to cancel himself.
He'd have to probably kill somebody. I mean, well, because you could always do, like, shitty movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like independent films for, like, $10 million that always hire you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Did you hear they put Bruce Willis in an AI ad?
Oh, God.
Yeah, they've, like, reconstructed him with AI.
Just let him go. Just let him go.
You know, I'm excited. So I'm really excited. I was going to do a whole special podcast.
I forgot to tell you. So I was on YouTube, and they have this thing called the Trump Show.
Uh-huh.
So it's they've used AI.
Yeah.
With,
oh
like, facial, like, software.
Yeah.
To have, like, all of his cronies. Like, they have his kids, Donald Jr. And Eric.
Yeah.
And it's, like, their face, and they have the mouth moving with AI, and the voices they dub with AI.
Like, their AI dude, clone voices?
So, yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, I think you showed
it. I showed
me.
It to you one time, but I was just watching a new episode last night.
Right,
and it is so funny. They have, it's called, MAGA Butt Rub or something.
Yeah.
Or MAGA Butt Hurt Rub.
Right, right.
So, it has, like, all of his supporters being like, we use 2 tubs of MAGA Butthurt Rub per week. But it's like all the people's real faces and they dub the voices with AI.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's,
you know, I like, I don't know if you know this, but like watching up-to-date deepfakes is like a minor obsession of mine.
Yeah.
To see like how good they're getting.
They're getting good.
Yeah. So like some of them are really good. Like there's, I don't know how they did it, but did I send you the Chief Keef thing?
Yeah, with Biden.
Yeah, so there's just for people who don't know, there's a Chief Keef song where like in the intro to the song, Biden is talking about, hey, if you're yawning, you know, you can have some more decaf coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's an intro in a Chief Keef song, and Biden's talking like about Chief Keef and saying he's my N-word and such things that Biden would
he's
never
my
say.
Homie, yeah,
he's my homie, right?
Things Biden would never say. Right. It sounds just like
and
him.
He's like. Just the same way.
Can Biden's. We play it now?
Yeah. I don't know how to find it, though.
Oh, I can find it.
Yeah. We can play it. Yeah. I'm not a lawyer, but I think it slides just into fair use. You can. Oh, I can find it. I've bookmarked it. Yeah. And they have one of Ronald Reagan doing the Call of Duty speech.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. They're like decent, but not great yet, but they're coming.
I hate TikTok.
Ugh. Yeah.
All of these videos are on TikTok.
TikTok's nuts. I think I might join.
Ugh.
My cousin tells me I should join.
Why?
I don't know. She thinks I'd get famous on it.
You'd get famous on TikTok?
That's what she says.
Really?
Yeah, you know me. I'm an ego whore. I'm like, huh, maybe I will.
Okay. I think this is it. Let me see. Maybe not.
No. No, it starts... Maybe it is.
No.
No. It starts with, like, a weird... I mean, I if you could check your email, I'd send it to you, I think. Yeah, this is it.
Chief Keefing about this, Chiefing about that. My boy at BD on a fucking lamb on it, man. He didn't say that nigga don't be putting in no work. Shut the fuck up. You don't know shit. And all y'all fuckers talking about Chief Keefing, no hitter, Chief Keefing this, Chief Keefing fake. Shut the fuck up. Y'all know that nigga got caught with a ratchet shooting at the police and shit. Nigga been on probation since fucking I don't know when. Motherfucker, stop fucking playing him like that. Them niggas all savages out there. If I catch another motherfucker talking sweet about Chief Keef, I'm fucking beating their ass.
How?
That's great.
So is that, I mean,
And know what else? When it's on, they have a video of him moving his mouth to those words.
Oh.
So not only do they have the audio, it's a video of him in like a hearing.
Right.
Saying all that stuff.
Oh, like, it's so good.
Someone gets sweet on Keith Chief, I'm gonna beat their ass.
You know, and my favorite part, well, so they, and by the way, they bleep him saying nigga too.
They do, yeah.
So, but in the original version I saw, they don't, and it makes it even funnier.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the original version, like you said, is attached to the song, right?
Oh, so yeah.
Is that what you said? It's like an intro to the song?
I like literally don't know where I found it anymore. Yeah. I just know, but like they don't bleep it. And I was like, what? And like that's the realest thing I've ever heard. Like, I don't know if that's a deep fake or an impression.
It's a deep fake voiceover.
Really?
Sure. Yeah, he didn't really record that.
No. I mean, of course.
And they do a video too.
No, I'm saying I don't know if that's a guy dubbing him, like doing a Biden
impression. Yeah, that's usually how they do the AI deep fake.
No, I mean.
Just like the AI Biggie. They have the guy rapping, and then the AI changes the voice until it sounds like Biggie.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, is that just the guy with no voice change being Biden? Like, just the guy? Like, you?
No, it's an AI.
Okay, because that sounds so real to me.
Yeah, no, that's AI.
That sounds so real to me. Like, when I hear that, I really think it sounds like him. They nailed like how he talks and stuff.
They did,
and it's so good.
Yep,
it's so good.
For sure.
Yeah,
sounds great.
So I mean, but so. I know 11 Labs just started a podcast, like a daily podcast, where they have like some search results that are automatically like aggregated, and like AI builds it into like a transcript every day.
Yeah.
And like and 11 Labs started a radio station too that's like created like with some auto script, so it'll be like telling you like weird shit all around the world, so it'll say something like it's 71 degrees in Tokyo today.
Yeah.
And then it'll say, like, in Pakistan, like, you know, a soccer match between, like, these guys and those guys happened, and, like, this is what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And I pulled it up. It's, like, and there's, like, weird wind chimes in the background, but it's all AI-generated.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not heard that.
Mm. Did you see the AI, there's an AI thing that's, like, a soundscape, like a musicscape based on people editing Wikipedia?
What do you mean?
So, like, every time there's an edit on a Wikipedia article, it makes a tone.
Oh, okay.
And, like, depending on the size of the edit or whatever, like, the tone is high or low.
Huh.
And, like, they edit Wikipedia so often, obviously, that it just never stops.
Where is that tone display?
It's like some...
Can you look up, like, a live tone?
Yeah. You could listen to it live right now. I really gotta start bookmarking more shit, because...
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, that's the thing that interests me, is I feel like there's a lot of people doing a lot of cool AI projects now.
Yeah.
Like, little AI projects. And I'm really excited to see, like, what happens over the next, you know, it's 2024 now. I don't know, year and a half, maybe?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I was just looking, I just told you this, but I was looking up how far away you can see the fireball from an atomic bomb.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that we're close enough, likely, to see both the fireball in, if New York City had an average size, actually it was a small size bomb.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Not average, a small size bomb go off.
Right.
In New York City.
Right.
Or a small size bomb in Boston.
Yeah.
We would likely see the fireball. We wouldn't hear the sound.
No.
We would see the fireball. So the sound goes about 50 miles.
Oh, okay.
We're roughly between 100, 120 and 150 miles away from both Boston and New York City.
Right.
But I just can't imagine, like, you and I are just sitting here.
No.
And all of a sudden, we look outside, and there's a fireball that's, like, miles and miles high in the sky.
I know. It's pretty wild. Because
that's what it would be like.
Do you think, would the radiation make it here?
I don't know. I didn't look into that. I think if the jet stream is right, the radiation's going to go...
Where the wind goes?
Pretty where the wind goes.
But not like, you're not going to get sick 200 miles away, are you?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think so. Because like when they nuked Japan, I don't think like everybody else got sick way away from them.
Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing is if you bomb anywhere, basically from the middle of the country to the east, if you bomb anywhere in any of that area, because this is the most populated side of the United States,
yeah,
you're going to have... Probably millions and millions and millions. Probably hundreds of millions. Probably not hundreds of millions.
No, but millions.
Tens of millions. Tens of millions, like, of people are going to die.
Yeah, I was thinking
just from the blast radius, and then from the outside radiation blowing yes. all over the place.
I mean, I was thinking about that when you said New York, you know? If they dropped a nuke on top of New York City and it hit, don't you think everybody within 10 miles would be dead?
Way more than 10 miles. I'll look it up, but it's more than 10 miles. There's a blast radius that incinerates everything.
Yeah, ask ChatGPT.
The air is hotter than the sun.
Oh my god!
That's how hot it gets on the in the epicenter of that bomb going off.
Yeah, but even if
hotter than the sun.
But if you're like,
so everything just gets instantly vaporized.
Yeah, but then you're dead if you're around there. Like, you know, like
yeah.
Not even that part, but I'm saying if you're 8 miles from that, you might die too. You know, because like a building is thrown on you or something.
Right.
Or like the shockwave is gonna like fuck shit up. So like. And then everybody who survives is coming into Connecticut.
Exactly.
And I feel like it's going to be a disorderly, hungry, like, sick zombie mob, you know?
Right. Like, so it says the objects that will get incinerated, let's see. Why is it giving me kilometers? I don't know what a kilometer is.
Me neither. I think it's 2/3 of a mile.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say, tell me in miles, not kilometers. Yeah.
Why would it do that? Fuck. Damn, ChatGPT is run by communists.
By a bunch of Europeans.
With a K. They're not, though. That's the worst part. There's people from California, which is close enough. Motherfuckers. Not really.
So, the immediate incineration zone is 1.2 miles.
With so, what, like a normal nuke?
Yeah. This is a 300 kiloton explosion.
So, that's big. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's not big. That's an average.
That's okay,
an
that's average? Amount. Okay. Yeah.
So when I asked it, I said, can you give me an average? And it said 300 kilotons is like average.
Okay, so if we...
Average yield is 300 kilotons. But basically, imagine 1.2 miles...
Square miles of New York just evaporated.
Just evaporated. It would be a circle, but yeah. 1.2 miles from ground zero, just gone. Just like, there'll be nothing there but dirt.
Yeah.
Then flammable materials, like how much thermal radiation and fires it's going to create.
Yeah.
6 to 12 miles away.
So most people are dead there too.
Yes. Yes. Third degree burns, which are severe and can destroy tissue, could occur 6 to 9 miles away from the explosion.
Okay. So that's a third degree burn. That's a, not a second degree burn.
Not a first, not a second.
It's a third degree burn.
But you can die from shock from that easily.
And like your skin doesn't grow back. It's the worst burn. It's a deep major burn. So like that's 9 miles away.
Yeah. Yep.
So that means 10 miles away, you still have a problem.
Yeah. And then now I need to ask it about the radiation and the wind.
You know, just say what you're asking just for the you know.
Yeah, I'm asking it how far away will radiation travel and kill people? Because that's the question. Like, are we even safe in Connecticut?
I don't know.
I don't even know if we are. Like, are we safe up here? And we're almost in Massachusetts.
I know. It's like you're near Boston and New York.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think they'll nuke Hartford. Not unless they read that lifestyle article you sent me.
Yeah.
Right.
So it says 1 to 2 miles from ground zero is immediate radiation. Radioactive fallout.
Right.
The most far-reaching effect in terms of radiation is fallout, which can spread over tens to hundreds of miles downwind of the explosion.
Okay.
Jesus, we're in trouble.
So it immediately has to do with where the wind goes.
Yeah.
So now you got to wonder, are you generally upwind or downwind of New York?
So if you look at, like if I look at the jet stream right now, jet stream map. If we look at the jet stream map, this will tell us if a nuke went off tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, so the jet stream would take the wind, it would blow it towards us. So it would blow it right towards Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So I think you'd be seeing fallout. Connecticut would get hit the
definitely,
worst.
Definitely, yeah, right.
Then Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, maybe even Maine, the tip of Maine.
Yeah.
All of that would get hit with fallout.
But, like, you know what scares me, though, is, like...
And here I'm thinking we're safe.
No. But then, like, okay, safe. So imagine this. You're like, I'm going to leave Wellington.
Right.
Because I got... Like, there's a nuke.
We would literally need to drive to New Hampshire immediately.
Right, but the army would immediately be on the roads. Like, I don't even know how much they would let you travel around at that point. You know, like,
If they didn't, I would just start walking.
Yeah.
I would put the car down, I'd park it, and start walking.
That's what everybody would do.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't let you drive, you'd have to. I don't see why the army, like, if a nuke went off today, I would hope, like, cell phones and everything would work. Right. I would have to tell my wife and kids who don't live here. They live 30 minutes away. Right. I'd be like, get in the car and drive to me right now. Pack like a go-go.
You drive them to you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't send them to New Hampshire immediately? You drive them to you first, is what I'm saying?
So you don't know how maps work and where things are on a map.
Yeah.
So they need to drive by where we are now to get to New Hampshire anyway.
Right. Would you take both cars or one car?
Both cars.
Yeah.
You never know if you're going to need a second
car. No, I know, yeah.
And I would go right to my mom's cottage in New Hampshire.
Right, I would go, yeah, right. I know. And then you're like, and then this is the thing, right? Now, what do you immediately want in this situation? Yes.
A gun. You want a gun.
Yeah, more than
you're not packing heat.
You're fucked. You're so fucked. And I don't know how anyone thinks, like, for all you people who don't like guns, it's like, if something goes wrong, that's when you fucking want one.
Right.
It's like, listen, my dad had 30 guns on a wall in his office.
Right.
Like pistols. Maybe not 30. Maybe it was 10. But like, you know, he had them like, I'm like waving my hand. He had them like all spread out on like little hooks on the wall. And like, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure you know 5 or 6 people in your life who own guns.
Yeah.
They're not shooting anyone with them.
Right.
You know, because they're
the
not.
The thing is you don't even, the gun is for an emergency situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't even. Like, the chances of someone entering your house to rob your house, like, take your TV while you're sleeping are slim to none.
Right. But that's what the gun's for, too.
Right, that's what the gun's for, too. But it's like that's slim to none. The chances of them...
Right.
Sorry, I have hiccups. Robbing your house when you're not there is way higher.
Yeah. I know, but then the thing is... You know, the thing is, like... So, I was talking to a friend, you know, or my friend from Britain, and...
Yeah.
She was like... She said to me, like, you know, if somebody robbed my house... I assume they're there for drugs.
Right.
Because they have a drug addiction. I would never want to shoot them. But, like, what scares me is, like, you really don't know what drug addicts are going to do.
Right.
It's like, I would shoot them because they're unpredictable to me.
Yeah.
And that's my major problem. Like, it isn't, like, so much that they're going to rob my stuff, although I don't like that either, honestly.
Yeah.
It's that, like, I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to see, like, my female friend and, like, get rapey? Or are you going to, like, get creeped out by me and, like, hit me with a hammer or something because you think, because you're on meth and you think I'm going to say something, you know, whatever, you know?
Or are you going to try and steal people or children?
Who knows, you know?
To then get $10,000 of
$200.
$100 TV or something?
And also, like, I'm not letting you take my shit either, by the way.
Right.
If I could see, I would own guns and I would not let people rob me.
Yeah, right. But I don't think the robbing takes place that often.
No, not here.
I think that a lot of thieves know that it's a risk to get inside of a house.
Yeah, when they're
home. A big risk. When they can see that you're home.
But that's why it's scary, though. But that's why it's scary, right? Because he comes in anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So would you be scared?
Then you're like, okay, how unpredictable is that?
Well, unpredictable. You wanted drugs so bad, you took that risk.
Right.
And like, how scared is this guy in my house?
Right.
Like, that I'm going to shoot you. Right. But you came anyway.
I've done a bunch of research on, you know, do you want a 12 gauge or like a 410?
What's a 410?
So a 410 is still a shotgun shell, but it's smaller.
Mm.
My uncle swears by the 410 for home defense because it doesn't travel through walls as much as a 12 gauge would. Where like the common thing is, oh, I'm going to get a shotgun with a 12 gauge. It's like, yeah, you can go with a 12 gauge.
Hey, what's a 12 gauge? Just
a 12 gauge is a bigger shotgun shell than a 410. But it's like, if you go with the 12 gauge and, you know, you're worried about that slug going through like 3 walls.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That's the whole problem with the 12 gauge.
Yeah.
That's why the 410, in my opinion, is a better option because it still has stopping power.
Right.
But it's not going to hit the person, keep going,
and then
go through a wall and hit your kid.
Right. Ugh, imagine that. Imagine that you wasted some dude and then you killed your kid too.
Right.
You know.
That's the scary thing is you have to imagine that.
I know. I mean, how wide? I was going to just ask, how wide is the spray pattern from a 12 gauge?
I'm not sure. It depends. So obviously you've got slugs.
No, I know. I'm not talking about slugs.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Pellets.
I don't know.
Because like, is it that, you know? Or
the
is
pellets?
It like this?
No, I think it's more like that. Yeah, about maybe 2 feet or so.
Like as a blind person.
Yeah.
You know, as a blind person, if I was like standing like this, you know.
Yeah.
And shot this way.
Yeah.
It's like I'm hoping that what I'm doing is like, you know, a 2-foot circle so I don't have to aim as good.
Yeah.
Because when I legally purchase my weapons, it's mostly going to be shotguns.
Right.
Right. You know what, Texas blind people can own machine guns?
What?
It's like the only people, there's an exemption.
Yeah.
Like normal people can't own machine guns.
Right.
But people in Texas who are blind can.
Right.
Which is pretty wild. I don't think that's safe.
Yeah. I'm looking right now about the buckshot.
Oh, good. You're my Jamie.
It says the spread of buckshot is relatively tight.
I know.
It says the further away it is, the further the spread is.
Right. But that doesn't mean a lot to me. Relatively tight. Like, relatively to what?
So effective use for deer is 20 to 30 yards.
Okay.
And there's enough pellet density and spread where it can kill it.
To kill it? Okay. Yeah. So that means that's the same for a person then.
Yeah. So if it's close up, the spread is only a few inches.
Yeah.
Around 20 yards, the spread could be around 8 to 10 inches. At 40 yards, it could be several feet wide.
8 to 10 inches. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think 20 yards is pretty far. Like
20 yards is pretty far. Like that's too far.
Yeah, like I don't think like this house is maybe the whole house is maybe 25 yards tops. So that would be like if you were on the opposite end of the house, you saw someone walk in the front door.
Right.
And then you buckshot at them.
Right. Right. Then you have the range.
Like, so you're probably going to be more like within a few, the spread's going to be more than
3-4 inches probably.
Yeah. You know, oof. That's a lot of pellets to get hit with, like, Jesus. In one spot.
I don't think getting hit with 3 pellets from that shotgun will feel very good. I bet you they just jam right into your body, like, maybe right in your shoulder. Have you ever seen an automatic shotgun?
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, those are bananas.
Yeah.
It's like a machine gun, except it's like, giant shotgun rounds.
I think, like, the rate of fire is high, though. It's, like, 100 shells a second or something. They, like, destroy cars with them and stuff.
100 shells a second?
Yeah. You wear a backpack.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you wear like a backpack. I think it's called the A71.
Yeah.
And like, you wear a backpack, yeah. Hey, what time is it? I wanna know when Pho opens.
Why, you wanna go for lunch?
So, well, I mean, I don't know if it's open yet.
Let me look.
There's no, I don't have the time.
Yeah, it's open.
Is it? What time is it?
It opens at 11 and it's 11:26.
All right.
We have 16 minutes left, and we'll be at an hour on this
episode. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll give it a little more. If I have anything...
Why, did you want to go to Pho today? Because today is one of my best days to go.
Yeah, I was going to bribe you immediately after the show was done.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let you wait on
because
that.
Because I don't know if I'm going to go to Pathfinder.
Well, that's why I was asking you today if you had stuff going on.
Yeah.
Do they do GURPS over there at all?
Not that I've heard.
Right.
They do, like, a bunch of different RPGs, but I haven't heard anybody doing GURPS.
Yeah, I like some of that GURPS world building.
Yeah, I mean, all the world building is pretty much the same.
I know.
I mean, obviously you have different universes, right?
Well, GURPS made some proprietary universes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they did, like, one where you're a vampire.
Yeah.
But it's, like, really dark.
Yeah.
It's like you're basically just a real vampire.
Yep.
So, like, if you don't eat people, you got to eat people. You got to, like, whatever, you know, it's this and that.
Because there's so many, and they're coming out with new RPG systems all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen ones for, like, Avatar, like the show we were watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they have an RPG for that where you can bend air and earth and stuff.
Right.
So they've got that. They've got Walking Dead RPG that I've seen. Then there's like different ones. They have a My Little Pony RPG game.
Oh, what is My Little Pony?
It's like a kids show.
I know, but like what
the kids
is it?
Used to watch it. It's like a cartoon
about horses.
All the characters are little ponies.
Weird.
And they're like different colors. Personalities.
I hate when foreigners show up in my television.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that comment, have you talked about that on the podcast?
No,
yet?
No.
Please okay, tell the viewers about when we were in the barbershop.
Yeah, so I was trying to get my barber on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
My barber and my friend, by the way. Well.
You mean your friend Matt and your barber Caleb?
Right. I was going to say my...
So,
my,
we were in the barber, right. And then what happened?
So we're sitting there, like, this guy's getting his haircut ahead of me. And he says, the first thing he says is, he goes, Biden's not, I wish Biden would just shut down the border, you know?
Right.
Or something like that. And I tried to make a civil comment, and I said, well, it's been a 20-year problem, all those last three presidents.
No, he said, can you believe Biden is taking credit
you're right.
for shutting the border down?
Right.
And then you said, at least he's shutting it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
That's the first comment.
Sorry. Okay, that was the first comment. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. And then I did say that thing about it's been a 20-year thing.
Yeah, and you were like, it's a 20-year problem.
Right, okay. And then...
But then it just escalated from there.
So then 10 minutes later, we're watching a movie, and it's a British movie.
Yeah,
there's British
it was
people,
a British movie.
And we're like looking up actors because we wanted to know who some actors were.
And what the movie was.
Right. And so then we started talking about me, Matt, and my barber, who like my barber knows both me and Matt pretty well. we start talking about the different Spider-Men who played Spider-Man. And two of those guys were British guys.
Yep. Playing, Tom Holland is one of them.
And Andrew Garfield's British, too.
Yep.
Playing American guys. So, this guy getting his hair cut, I wish I knew his whole name because I would say it on the show.
Yeah.
He goes, I hate that.
I hate those immigrants.
And we're like, what? And we're like, what? And he goes,
I hate those immigrants playing Americans.
He goes, I hate when foreigners
pretend to be
Americans in movies. I don't like that. And I was like, you mean we didn't say anything.
It was stayed silent.
It was such a crazy, nuts comment. So he's saying he doesn't like when actors from other countries act as though they're Americans.
Pretend to be American, pretty much.
And he just made an immigration comment. It was like a very odd thing. And I really wanted to get into it and be like, wait a minute. Like, you mean you don't like it if a French guy who's an actor is playing an American guy who, like, what are you talking about?
Who's literally doing his job as an actor.
Yeah, like, it's what acting is. It's like you know, you're not a mafia boss either, you know.
That would be like Arnold Schwarzenegger talking in an American accent.
Yeah, which he can't, but yeah.
Which he can't.
But like, so it was such a crazy comment, and I really wanted to just get into it with him, but sometimes people say shit that's so crazy that I don't know, like,
Where they're at.
Well,
you have no idea. We didn't want to blow our barbershop up.
No,
either.
You're right. He wouldn't have appreciated it.
And Caleb would have been like, why are you arguing with my clients?
I like that he said Caleb said he doesn't make any political comments. And then made several political comments. I don't even remember exactly what they were.
I don't either.
He definitely made several comments.
But tell the viewers about the other political comment that he did make.
Oh, yeah.
About your boy, Mr. Tate, and right. Trump.
Oh, yeah. So listen, so my barber, Caleb, is cutting my bangs. He literally has his scissors, like, and he's doing the front of my head. And
I think he actually had the buzzer out.
Right.
And he's, like, doing, like, the fine details of your head.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying, like, I can't believe, you know, they're out here just canceling people.
Right.
And he's like, you know, they canceled, you know, Andrew Tate and Trump, and they didn't even do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah. And
then right after that goes, but not to get political.
This is like a week after Andrew Tate got charged with sex trafficking in Romania. Shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so uncomfortable. You know what's uncomfortable?
But not to get political.
It's now
like a running joke in one of our favorite statements to say.
Not to get political.
Not to get political.
It's like it's like I think we should raise taxes, but not to get political or anything.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So no, I don't even like when people know, like, if you're watching Andrew Tate, that's suspect to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm suspicious. Like
if you're watching his YouTube channel and
like,
stuff.
I literally have never seen one single Andrew Tate clip in my whole life. I just know that...
I have, and he's a complete asshole.
But, like, I have women friends who say that he just says horrible shit about women, and that's enough for me. That's enough for me. Like, it's enough for me, and, like, that's it.
Right.
I don't want to know anymore. I hope he stays in Romania and fucking goes to jail.
I know. I wonder if he's going to go to jail.
He's still stuck there.
Yeah.
You know, good. And, like, and you know, he said, like, in public, I'm moving to Romania to sex traffic.
Yeah, like...
It's easier to sex traffic in Romania.
So fucked up.
Talk about saying the quiet part out loud.
Right.
Which is a saying I normally hate, but, like, that's kind of true.
Yeah, for sure.
It would be like if you were like, I'm moving to Pakistan. You know, I want to have several underage wives.
Right.
It'll be easier there than here.
Right.
Wild to me. Oh, man. Not to get political. Oh, so speaking of which, not to get political, Nikki Haley's Michigan primary is today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So she's going to lose.
I just wanted to just quickly say a couple things that Andrew Tate has said or done.
Okay.
Took a video of him attempting to beat a woman with a belt for not listening to him.
Are you fucking serious?
However, she hid from him in another room and locked the door. When the video of him attempting to beat the woman got leaked, he said any man who is actually a G would look at this video and go, oh man, she wants that shit.
Oh my God! What the fuck?
If a woman is going out with a man, she belongs to that man. That's his woman. So she wants to do OnlyFans. She owes him some money because she's his.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I don't even need to read more because it's all like this.
Give me one more.
I will not administer CPR unless you're a hot female.
That's not so crazy.
Are you sure?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? What else?
He told an underage girl in front of her boyfriend that once she turns 18, he's going to show her a real man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? It's the belt thing that really disturbs
me. Yeah, I know. The belt is super disturbing.
Because, like, I don't think that's true.
So bad.
A hot take, I'm going to say that's not true.
What's like, not true?
They don't want it. You're not a G.
No shit.
And you're not a G.
You're not a G.
You're just an asshole.
You're an abuser.
Yeah. It's like, I want to... Jesus Christ. See, this is the thing that bothers me. It's like, I want to go... Like, people who say this shit, it's like, I want to go beat the fuck out of them and see how much they want it. You know what I'm saying? You want to get hit in the face with a belt?
Right. You want to get a baseball bat out?
Fuck you up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, admittedly, that he very much prefers being intimate with 18 and 19-year-olds because they've been through less dick.
Oh, my God. What a guy.
They've been through less dick.
What a guy. Well, actually, Jesus Christ. You know, I know somebody who said that fat chicks are better because
they're... Oh, yeah.
What is it? It's a Kia with less miles.
It's a Hyundai with less miles, Kia with less miles,
something
whatever.
Like that. Or less miles. Less miles.
I believe that was our barber.
It was. Hey, that's what you get for not being on my podcast.
Yeah, you were supposed to be here.
And now I'm just going to say the worst things you've said. Fuck you, you know? And there you go. And I got to point out, he agreed to it and then bounced out.
And then bounced.
Yeah, and then decided he couldn't do it. So there you go, buddy. There you go.
Yep.
Welcome to the blind spot.
Yep.
Sorry, pal.
You were on the show anyway. You just didn't know it.
I'll send him a link after I get my haircut. I'll wait until I get my haircut next, though, because I feel
like... Hey, Rebecca, this is the podcast we talked about you.
Right, yeah, you were referenced. Yeah. You know, it's regrettable. He would have been so good on this. If he would relax, he'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he used to call me banana hands.
Right.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Well,
your hands aren't that big.
No, I think it was, like, the finger shape.
Oh, yeah.
People think I have weird-looking hands sometimes.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Okay.
Be super self-conscious about that.
I wasn't.
I am now.
Oh. My mom always used to be like, you have beautiful hands. You have piano fingers.
I want to see how big your hand is. Let me see if mine are bigger.
Okay.
They're exactly the same size.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, mine are a little bigger.
Are they? I think you're probably moving
your... No, I'm not. No, they're like about the same size. Hey, I can do it too.
You know,
but here's the funny thing. You're how tall?
6'1".
Yeah, you're 6'1". I'm 5'10".
I know. But it's weird because
for a guy who's 5'10", I have big hands and feet.
Does anyone ever tell you have big hands? Because I don't think it's... Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Right.
If I show my hands like that with somebody, I'm almost always bigger than they are.
Oh, okay. That's comforting, isn't it?
Even people that are taller, like you are.
Right, yeah.
Several inches taller, but my hands are just a little bit bigger than theirs are.
Honestly, I can't...
Tell you what, my hands aren't big. My grandfather's hands...
Oh, really?
Fucking massive, dude.
Huh.
On my dad's side...
This is the Italian guy?
No, the British. Like, fucking huge.
Okay.
Like I thought my hands were big, and when I put them next to his, forget it.
Yeah.
His hands fucking massive.
Yeah. You know, some people have like real muscly hands, like construction guys. Like my dad had huge, like all the muscles in his hands were like gigantic.
Yeah.
And like I have these like thin hands, you know.
Yeah. Got that from your mom.
Yeah, I did.
It's too bad.
I did. What I got female hands.
Female hands.
Son of a bitch.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
So we got about 5 minutes left.
Dude, how do you count down the time.
How do you want to close out the episode?
I do want to point out that you're eager to leave, you know, eager to leave, not present.
You know, I got to pee, so
I actually have to pee, too.
Yeah, no, I was waiting until the end. I didn't want to leave in the middle.
Nope, me neither. I was going to be like, hey, just wait here while I piss.
No, we're not doing that.
All right,
We're going to finish the 5 minutes left. We have 4 minutes and something now. We're going to finish out the episode and then go to the bathroom.
Hang on, we got distracted. Oh, yeah, so the Kia thing, I don't know, you know, that's just...
I don't know, you know.
Well, I was going to get into the 18 and 19-year-old thing, but I just think that'll be a topic for another day, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
yeah. Nikki Haley has a primary today. I did want to talk about
Michigan,
this
Michigan, you were saying? Yeah.
Yeah, so in Michigan, she's going to get blown out.
Of course.
And then, like, but it's even weirder, though, because on Saturday, a bunch of delegates are awarded in a Republican state convention.
Yeah.
But, like, that's very weird, though.
But you know what? Nikki Haley is the candidate we need if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's highly likely that this moron's going to get indicted.
I know.
And then where are you guys going to be?
And then
what are you going to do? You can't even vote for him.
You can, actually.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, he could he could go to jail for life and then become the president from prison.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. There's no law against it. So he could literally become elected. I just want to point this out.
And then pardon himself?
He could just walk. I mean, who's going to keep the president in jail? He just leave. I mean, he's going to walk out. Yeah, he pardoned himself, I guess. He's not, you know, it'd be wild.
That's ridiculous.
So that's what's scary. Is like he could literally go to prison and then win an election and just be the president. Like,
so basically, if she doesn't get picked for the primary, no one can vote for her. Is that what happens?
If she
doesn't win all the primaries and overall win, then she's not on the ballot? So is that how it works?
This is the key part here. So this is what happens. So that convention that doesn't matter in the summer.
The caucus?
No. Like, you know how... Do you know they have like a Republican National Convention in a debt when they nominate a guy, right?
Yeah.
They have a big ceremony in like a big ballroom in the summer. It's like,
so they'll do that once all the states
are done. All the states voting. Are done voting. Okay, so the thing is that used to be how they picked the guy.
Yeah.
Before primaries, they'd pick a guy that way.
Yeah.
So if Nikki Haley got enough delegates that Trump technically didn't have enough delegates to automatically win. Yeah. Like, let's say she won maybe two states or whatever, but she had just enough delegates that he couldn't get the majority.
Yeah.
So you need 51% of the delegates.
Yeah.
So let's just say he had 48% and she had whatever. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have a majority is the point.
Yep.
So then it could be a real convention. So like they could be like, no, we're going to nominate someone else.
Oh, wow.
And it would literally be like a free for all of like you could put, you know, that speaker's race with Kevin McCarthy, how that looked?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would look just like that, except it would be to pick a presidential candidate. Wow. It would be the wildest thing that ever happened in our lives.
Has that happened before?
It used to happen every 4 years and then the primaries took over.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? So like when Abraham Lincoln got nominated, you know, he didn't get nominated in the primary.
Yeah.
There was a convention and they all these backroom deals got
made. So they would take one night to nominate?
A week, basically.
A week, okay. Yeah. So the event would go on for a week.
It would go on until it was over, you know what I mean?
Until they finally
agreed. Yeah, you know, it'd be like, you know, you're from Ohio and I'm from Connecticut and like, I want this guy to win and you want that guy to win and I control my like 40 guys over here and you control your 50 guys over there. But we're gonna like have an argument. But I'm gonna be like, hey, listen, you know, if I do this for you, will you consider voting for my guy?
Right.
And you tell your people to come over.
Yep.
So yeah, like, but that's how Michigan is awarding some delegates on Saturday.
Okay.
For Haley.
Got it.
But that won't happen. Trump's gonna stomp her out, I think.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate, and I wish my man Chris Christie had made it through.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
So. I know, he was pretty good.
He was pretty good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad you listened to the show. I'm very glad. I want to tell you on the air, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah, I really wanted to.
Anytime you want to be on.
Do you want me to stop that?
I got it. All right. Hey, cool, everybody. Thanks. Peace.